Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running that race. You keep your eyes fixed on Christ. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize, and that you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let's thank the Lord for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up. Let's thank the Lord for seeking his face, giving us another chance. Let's thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, and love, his word, his only begotten son. Let's thank the Most High for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Amen. The Lord has brought through so much, and got through so much things, and we have a lot more to go. So he is with us, and he is faithful. He is amazing. He is awesome. So let us always love him back and reciprocate the love that he's given us to others as well. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. I hope that you all had a blessed week and that a blessed Sabbath as well. You know, you enjoy your Labor Day weekend or what have you, and that you stay safe and solid and protected out here. You know, a lot going on, a lot of crazy stuff, but you know, you keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, and your help comes from the Lord. Amen. So always keep in mind of that. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. I appreciate all of you guys for listening. Support, it means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all, and let's always encourage one another in the Lord. Let's always uplift each other in Christ. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together, praise the Lord, and let's always have that unity, that harmony, that peace, that love, that joy, kind heart, gladness, everything. Amen. Much more. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. His son is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming back for people who are spotless, blameless, no blemish, no spot, no wrinkle. All right. So the washing of the word going to clean us up real good. Amen. Keep your lamps and your oils, people. Stay ready for Christ's return. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So in today's message, we're going to do a church note from Jen DeLeon. Y'all know I love to end the week with it, start off the new week with it. All right. So what we're going to do is go through this church note, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out by giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So let's go through this church note. The title of this church note is Focus on Being the Right One. Instead of looking for the right one, become the right one. All right. And this church note deals with singleness, sex, self-control. Okay. So let us go through this church note. Okay. Focus on being the right one. Singleness is not as strange as culture makes it out to be. Ruth patiently waited for her Boaz. While you were waiting for your Boaz, don't settle for anything less. Okay. Don't settle. We teach don't settle, but we also teach don't sin. But what about the struggle? Most of the emphasis in culture is on finding the right one. Most of the emphasis in scripture is being the right one. If you focus on being the right one, then God has the ability to put you in the right place and develop in you the right passions. And that's so much better than the chase of the one. It's more important that you develop a real passion for God than for you to find the right person that you think is going to stir up the right passion inside of you. Mismanaged passions. When a passion gets misplaced, it can cause great destruction in your life. It becomes very dangerous. Just because you covered something up in the sand doesn't mean it won't come back up. Just because you hide something in the sand doesn't mean it went away. It's one thing to have the right passion. It's another to act on it the right way. Did you know that the thing that God put inside of you that can make you really great and can lead you into a purpose can also bring you great pain if it's not managed correctly? You can do a good thing in the wrong way and it can be a bad thing. Sex is a good thing. The church teaches sex is bad, sex is dirty, so save it for your husband. It's the passion being mismanaged. We had a good passion with no parameters, so instead of building purpose, it destroyed purpose. If you release passions that were intended for marriage outside of marriage, you're building a fire with nothing to contain it. If you build the fire in the wrong place, it will burn your home to the ground. It's a good thing in a bad place. How many of you would avoid some serious pain in your life if someone told you before you build a fire, you have to have somewhere to put it? The only place that can sustain this passion is marriage. If you build fires in other relationships, it's going to spread to places you don't intend for it to spread. Don't put the fire out. Find the right place to build the fire. Make sure you have the right place for the passion or you'll get burned. So many people and families get burned because they were trying to get warm. Intimacy is what we're all truly longing for. Being known, being accepted. Infatuation in Latin, it means false fire. Looks like fire, but can't really warm you or empower you. If you're building these fires in the wrong place, it's going to burn you. There are some of you building fires in bad places right now. Sending text messages to the wrong person right now. Visiting the wrong sites right now. Filling your minds with the wrong kinds of images. Indulging in the wrong conversations. There's nothing wrong with the fire. It's just where you put it. Some of you men got your standard of beauty from people who are airbrushed. No wonder your wife can't satisfy you. Why can't I control this? Because you didn't control it. Most of the time, shame is the source of our problems, so it can't be the solution. Be faithful in the place God has positioned you. God said, when I am the center of your passion, your life will burn, but it won't burn out. It's not enough to just starve the wrong fires. They need to fight fire with fire, not shame. When you become consumed with a passion for God's purpose, it consumes this other stuff, this false desire. And God wants to set someone on fire today with his purpose and plan for your life. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. That's the church note for today by Jen DeLeon. Focus on being the right one. Yes, yes, y'all. We all need the fire of the Lord in us, y'all. He is the consuming fire, so we need to embrace his fire within us. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. The Holy Spirit, all the goodness of the Lord, the fruits of the Spirit, all of that. Amen. We always have to center everything around the Creator and let everything be Father's will. Let him have his way. Amen. So you have to always center everything based on the Lord. He's the center of your life. He's the core of everything. So, you know, a lot of times us as people, we always put our heart and desires into things that's not of the Lord or that's in this world. And we always get hurt by it and learn trial and error and all those things. So let us be better with our focus and our intentions and where we do, how we go about things. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that's a church note for you all. Hope that it could apply to all of you and that it blessed you and you could hold on to that word. All right. Now, what I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Yes, yes, praise him, praise him. Think about everything he's brought you through. Amen. He is amazing. He is awesome. He is excellent. He is a true hope, y'all. Most definitely praise the Lord. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor, everything. Amen. Yes, yes, he is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my buckler, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is our everything, the Lord is our salvation, all that and above, most definitely the name above all names, the sustainer, the sufficient one. Yes, yes, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahai Yeshaya, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. With that outstretched arm, that mighty hand, that finger, God, it's just a twinkling of an eye, just like that. He could fix it. Amen. Most definitely. Call on his name, and he'll show you great, mighty things. Most definitely. Whoever humbles themselves and turn from their wicked ways and call on him. Yes, yes, the Lord will restore it. He'll heal it. He'll do it for you. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Most definitely, most definitely. Yes, y'all. Yes, yes. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha Yahusha Yeshua, the word of Ahai Yeshaya, the true living word, true living waters. Amen. His word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Amen. We serve an awesome Father, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes. Praise him. Give him all the glory. Thank him, thank him, thank him. His blood cleaned up our mess. Amen. Only his blood could do it. Only the Son of the Most High can do that for us. Amen. Only he could redeem Israel. Amen. Only he could do it. We can't save ourselves. The Lord saves us with that outstretched arm. He definitely does. Amen. His grace, mercy, and love endures generations. It endures forever. Amen. Yes, yes. He is slow to anger. He is a gracious God. Most definitely. Praise him. His son is amazing. He's the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. We touch and agree. Amen. The authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new blessings, new everything, renewed strength, new everything, new good results, new good news. Yes, yes. The Lord loves you so much, y'all. Yes, yes. Everything new in your life, new seasons, new beginnings, fresh starts, new scenery, new everything. Everything, y'all, new journeys, y'all, new paths. Turn away from your old ways, stop backsliding. No more secret sins, y'all. Start living right for the Lord. Do right, amen. Be a doer of the word, amen. Yes, yes, all right. So there you have it, all right. Just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized and get going with your life, okay? And that you serve the Lord forever, all right, forever. All right, yes, yes, so. I just pray to God that this upcoming week is better for you all. All right, brand new month of September, so hopefully you all get into new things and get going for yourself and keep growing in the Lord. Amen. What I'd love to do is I close out, give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Got much love for you all. Praying for you all. Are we here? Four corners of the earth, we still here. Amen. The Lord is with us, so don't get encouraged. Love you all. Peace.
Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.